Live at EXT with Lauren Pritchard, otherwise known as Lolo. Hi there.
Hi.
Lolo.
Yeah.
Was that like a nickname when you were growing up?
It was, yeah. It was a long time nickname back in high school, because I have a long name, Lauren Pritchard. I had some friends in high school who were like, it's too long, let's change it. Also, Lolo sort of truly is my inner spirit animal person. I was named after Lauren Bacall, who's this very glamorous, beautiful actress. I feel like it's a name I'm still growing into.
Your first album came out as Lauren Pritchard.
It did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what made you decide to shed it?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I really wanted to put that record out as Lolo. It wound up being a fight I lost, actually, with the people I put the record out with, which was unfortunate and frustrating. And frustrating just partly because what I had done before I made that record was I was in a Broadway show called Spring Awakening as Lauren Pritchard, obviously. So coming out of that, and while I was in that show, I signed a publishing deal and started working on a record and made a record. But the record sounded absolutely nothing like what, you know, I did as an actress in a show on Broadway. For me, it's always needed a different name, like for my own sanity. Unfortunately, it was a fight I wound up losing. And then when I got out of that situation, I was able to just sort of take control and finally just be Lolo.
Just be Lolo.
Yeah.
Are you transitioning out of being an actress and a singer to just being the singer? Or are you still going to do some acting?
No, I think it's a thing I would like to go back to. I mean, it's a thing I did from the time I was a really small child. I mean, I grew up, I started doing regional theater in Nashville when I was 9. I've kind of always been acting and singing and dancing and writing and playing since I was a very small kid. But I think the thing that's hard is at the moment, because we've been on the road so much, it's really hard to cut any other time out of my life in any area to be able to do that, because they both require full attention.
Sure.
It's definitely a thing I would love to go back to. Yeah. And I still do a lot of acting on sort of workshops of new musicals that are being created and those kinds of things that are just shorter term commitment kind of things, like a week here, a week there. Like if I'm able to do those things, because I love it. It's so fun.
We're live at EXT with Lolo. Her album is called In Memory of When I Gave a... I can't say that word on the radio. You did that a lot on the album, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
A few words we're not allowed to say.
Yeah. My grandmother's not thrilled.
For real?
For real.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I just don't understand why you have to use those words. They're just so ugly. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Like, they're still my feelings. But I understand what you're saying, Mima. I hear you. They are ugly.
What made you name the album that?
In loving memory of when I gave a bleep has to do with the fact that I grew up in a small town in Tennessee, about an hour outside of Memphis. And I was always trying to figure out who to be. I was always kind of at war with like my inner rebellious wild child and, you know, this sort of Southern belle kind of upbringing that everybody else around me seemed totally fine and able to do. And I just, that was never who I was. And as I've gotten older, I just got to a place where I could no longer be anyone but myself. You know, really what it means is in loving memory of when I cared about all of the things that I thought I was supposed to be and were kind of holding me back emotionally and mentally and letting go of those things and just being who I am for better or worse.
So a transition to a freer life for you?
Absolutely. Not even necessarily because, you know, my family has put me through the ringer or something like that. It's very much an environment that you grow up in down there. And I grew up particularly in the buckle of the Bible Belt. It was a very conservative, confining place in some ways. I mean, from a really young age, I was just like, please get me out of here. I just can't do the things I want to do here. Or when I try and do them, people think I'm actually out of my mind. I still get people that like send me messages to this day. Like recently in the release of this record, I got, you know, a few messages from people telling me I was going to hell and, you know, things like that. So
people you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's hope not. We're live at EXT. Lauren Pritchard, otherwise known as Lolo, is here. Lolo's album is called In Loving Memory of When I Gave a... So, what would you want to say about Not Gonna Let You Walk Away?
What I would like to say about Not Gonna Let You Walk Away is this is a song that was written, you know, about a thing that pretty much everybody's gone through, heartbreak. But I wrote it because I knew the person who had hurt my feelings was never going to apologize. And I was actually kind of okay with that. So I wrote a song about making them apologize in my own mind. So I think that's what I would say. Yeah. This is Lolo, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Twenty-something and fit, but you don't give a fast lane driver with a hot agenda. When you're gonna slow down, are you gonna slow down? Think you can't touch the ground. You're proud of your Margiela, make you look like a winner, but the bread in your cup barely feeds your hunger. Spending all your money, trying to be fancy, say no one can touch you now. Why you waiting on the world for a favor? Your life, go ahead and change it. You're the brightest star in the sky, but no one's gonna know if you never shine. And why are you waiting on someone else to give you the things that you want yourself for? You're the brightest star in the sky, so go ahead and shine. Go ahead. We're all strung out and lost, but can't speak of it. Wars you're fighting in your mind, they own you. Are you gonna get get out if the drugs bail out? Who's gonna save you now? Take another drink, but you feel nothing, like you're the only one who don't need saving. Go ahead and change it. You're the brightest star in the sky, but no one's gonna know if you never shine. And while you're waiting on someone else to give you the things that you want yourself, you're the brightest star in the sky. So go ahead and shine, yeah, go ahead and
So we're live at EXT with Lolo. That's Shine. Again, her album is called In Loving Memory of When I Gave a... I'm having a hard time with that last word, aren't I? You've sung with Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, Matt Nathanson. Mm-hmm. You worked with Duncan Sheik. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to work with that you haven't yet?
There's a lot of people on that list. Oh, I think at the very, 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 very tippity top of the list, my all-time favorite person is Billy Joel. I just love the man. Can't even explain why. Don't really need an explanation. So I think to be able to just like work with him in any capacity, I don't even know what it would be beyond a dream come true. A current person who's out that I would actually really like to work with is the rapper Future, which is kind of maybe a random, unpredictable pair. But I think he has really interesting lyrics. He writes very honestly. I find it very compelling and very interesting. And I just think it would be a fun collaboration. Who knows? It could be a nightmare. But I think it could be fun.
Tell me about your songwriting. These come out of the experiences you've had, the songs?
Yeah, very much so. They're kind of, in some ways, lifted sort of straight out of my journal. I do these daily word vomit things where I will just empty all of my thoughts out. When I was making the record, I had a lot I wanted to say. We just kind of took all these words I had and all these feelings I had that I had emptied out and started piecing songs together, you know? For me, I think a larger part that's always been a big driving, there's been a couple of things is like driving forces behind my songwriting. There's a lot of religious underlying sort of things throughout the songs. I grew up very religious. I still go to church. I have a lot of feelings about the topic, good and bad. That's kind of always been a driving force there, but then also the sort of girl power element of things, trying to figure out how that works and how to navigate all of those things in a modern world and what they mean and how they've changed. But the songwriting also, when I was making this record, I was going through some things and I was particularly depressed, very depressed. And I kind of made a conscious decision that I wanted to talk about not necessarily always being happy and maybe being sad, and like that's okay because I'm not the only person who's ever been depressed and I unfortunately won't be the last. And depression has this weird cloud over it that can sometimes seem like shameful and people don't want to talk about it. But it winds up being a huge problem for a lot of people. It feels good to talk about it. And it's been interesting, you know, being on tour and playing the songs in a live setting and hearing feedback from people. I love to hear feedback no matter what it is. You know, a lot of the times I have people say to me, I don't know what you were quite literally going through when you wrote this song, but I've felt this way too before. And thanks for bringing it up. That means a lot.
Did writing them and does singing them aloud in front of folks, does that help you rise up from that depression?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I think quite honestly, there's an ongoing battle sometimes in a way. But for me, the songs are very personal. I come from a real place of really just trying to overcome and kind of remind myself that I'm capable and I can do it. And like, let's move forward and like put your game face on. And it helps tremendously. Every time I sing them, it is kind of like a weird therapy. I feel better when I
like
say
that. Like affirmational?
Them. Yeah, yeah. I do have to remind myself, especially some days. Like, life's hard. Adulting is hard.
Adulting. Lolo, thank you so much for coming by. This has been
Thanks
great.
Thanks for having me.
Lolo's album is called In Loving Memory of When I Gave... I just can't say that. Not on the radio, I guess. Do you want to say something about The Courtyard?
I wrote this song for my mom. She's a professional worrier. And I left home when I was really young. I was 16. And God bless her. I know she's been worried about me all the time. So I wrote this song to my mom as a little reminder that I'm trying to adult the very best that I can.
The courtyard, but a garbage truck is better than an alarm. My Hello Kitty heart can't believe the year is over. I didn't call my mother and say goodnight, and I had a dream that she was yelling. Can't you drink less and find your soulmate like it's so easy? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mama, I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, when I go, I don't want no tears at all. Stop all this traveling. We live like we would live forever. Raise a glass unto each other. But the music came before you, so don't make me choose, 'cause I won't choose you. Song we sing is gonna last forever. sing is gonna last forever.
Hi, I'm Lolo. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.